This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
What an interesting podcast today. We had, you know, lots of fun stuff, high highs.
Very high highs.
But of course, low lows too, because there was no escaping the awful news out of Chinchilla and the death of two police officers, one civilian and three perpetrators over.
Yeah.
Just horrific stuff.
And it was interesting to get the takes of Bianca Stone, who was a reporter for Channel 7. She was on the scene just with all the facts, all the information, like, you know, everything you want to know. But then we spoke to David Littleproud, the member for the area.
Yeah.
And to hear it, how it's affecting the community on like a really human level, just brought home how awful this tragedy is and just how much we need to appreciate our police force.
100%.
Always, always.
David ended his chat with, if you see a cop today, just say thank you.
Yeah,
shake
absolutely.
Their hand if you can, you know. It was beautiful words. We've got that. Plus, it's not all the heavy stuff.
No.
We do have some lighter stuff along the lines of words, like common words that people cannot pronounce. And the list will shock you.
Yeah. But also there's a bit of a theme in there. I think it's when there's an M and an N close together.
Yeah.
That's a bit tough for people.
Two consonants that are hard to merge back to back, you know, when merged back to back. Anyway,
Safe space.
Coming up. Safe space. The Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
This is TikTok Tuesday.
The social media platform that has kind of taken over my life, and I like to think now
thank you
your
for that.
Life.
My children didn't need to see me.
No,
they spent quality time with their father.
They had a good 8 and 3 years
That's
with
right.
you, and now TikTok is your child. Are you loving it still?
Yes, I am. It's look, it hasn't replaced the other children. I would say it's become a third child. In my life.
Well, good.
You just, mate, it's like, it is the definition of the rabbit hole.
Yep.
You just can't stop. One, you know, you just keep going and going and going.
It's like the
next
Pringles.
Minute, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. And the sun has come up.
That's
and
right.
You have to go to work. And so they have released their year in review, identifying like the top trends and the top topics and creators that Aussie users were using. Surprisingly, well, I guess not. Like, TikTok's biggest year of views was 2020.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which we were all home more. That was when a lot of people got it for the first time. And so, actually, viewer count for the highest videos are down from previous years. But some of the most memorable TikTok moments that came from Australian creators include this one from Swag on the Beat, who did the most Aussie interaction between an American and Australian, and even I can't understand what's going on here. You might be better.
Okay.
But have a listen.
Oh, Shano, mate. How are you? How's it going?
Wait, no, mate.
This is Chad. He's from America.
Oh, good day, mate. Nice to meet you.
Chazzy, mate. How are you? How you going, mate? Yeah, good to have you down here. Yeah, fine. Fine. Everything all right?
Yeah.
You got much experience working here, buddy?
Well, do ya?
What are you, mate?
America.
America.
It's just
America.
I think that's how a lot of American users hear Australians
us, they
talking.
Do. You can't actually deny that. You have to shake your head and go, yeah, we're bad.
We talk fast and you just have to catch up.
Enunciation?
Right?
Not our
who
strong
needs
point.
It? There is someone who is the fifth most popular Australian creator on TikTok who is your celebrity crush. It is one, Mr. Robert Irwin.
Oh, I wouldn't say celebrity crush.
You love learning about his dating life.
Yeah, but I'm not hot for him.
Oh,
I'm just,
okay.
I'm just you madly
I thought you loved
invested.
The idea of him.
No. I feel like a lot of us are invested in his love life. Whenever there's a Robert Irwin dating story, you have to click it.
Or a Robert Irwin rescuing animals story,
oh.
just like this TikTok that went viral, 5.1 million likes.
God, what a hero.
Have a look who I just rescued. This is a baby blue-tongued lizard. What he doesn't realise is he's on a busy road and I'm trying to save his life. But to him, I'm a predator and he thinks I'm going to try and eat him. Now, this is actually a classic defence mechanism that blue tongues will use. They open up their mouth really big, they hiss, they show that beautiful blue tongue, and that's a message to say, stay away, I'm big, I'm tough, I'll get ya.
Is it just me or does Robert Irwin sound a bit like the first video?
It does! Oh my God, the guy
You're backing up there, the most Australian guy ever. Robert's just proving it
so
right.
True. And then probably the guy who sounds the most Australian when he sings, the number one musician who whose songs were used in 87,000 Aussie TikTok videos, Mr. Dean Lewis. Because it was never meant to end like this,
standing in the rain in your black dress. So go ahead and tell me what another mopey singer. The mopey singer-songwriter is in right now, huh?
Yeah. Kid Laroi was up there as well.
Yeah.
And Peach PRC, who is a girl that I quite like. And that's who's been dominating our TikToks.
And yeah, it's your TikTok trending update, eh?
That
on
is
hit.
It.
Kind of running, yeah, hey?
So we just played a little game that people know and love, normally known as Alpha Bucks. But for the last week or so, it has gotten a bit of a Christmassy spin on it. And what we've discovered during this process is that you cannot pronounce the new name of the game. This is a little peek behind the curtain, by the way. You're not supposed to, like, when your co-host says something wrong on radio, you're not meant to bring it up. But it's just been so many times that I thought we could have a bit of fun.
In fact, you know what? There was a few weeks ago. I floated an idea in a meeting and I said, oh, you make a few mistakes. What if we did a segment where we highlighted your mistakes? And you said to me, you're like, you know, I had a content director at like a boss of radio segments. You shouldn't highlight your faults.
You shouldn't
highlight your faults.
Unless it makes for good content, which is what it does today. So, what is the word that you cannot pronounce?
Elphabucks.
Why? Elf.
I don't know why. Like, I either can't pronounce it or I do what I just did there. I pronounce it like I'm a leprechaun.
Yes.
Elphabucks.
Yes. Is it just in your brain? It's just a word you can't get your head around.
I feel it so many years of saying Elphabucks.
Sure.
That my brain refuses to accept that slight change.
Right. And so it's too hard.
So
you go into the leprechaun.
Either mispronounce it and just we should have put together a package of all of my butchering of it. Or I overpronounce it like Elphabucks.
But we all have words like that. We all have words that we can't pronounce or we have a bit of a like mind thing around like having to say it. And we want to know what yours are on 131060. Even if you can't say the word, spell it out to producer Alicia and we'll work through it with you.
Yeah.
Because I've got one too. It's an F word, but it's not that F word. It's foliage, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever leaves
You've had to say that before.
No.
For something we were, I don't know what we were talking about, but you've had to say foliage. It's not that hard.
Foliage? I just.
It's not that.
I can't. Get it, and any time it has to come up, it's terrifying.
It's not that.
It's hard, but that's producer bad. Alicia, when we were talking about this, she has one as well. What is it,
What's Leash? Yours, Lee?
Worcestershire.
Oh, no!
And you're British, mate.
Oh, that's
you need to know that,
that
one.
That is like your sauce.
Yes.
The red label with a little girl on the front.
Worcestershire. It feels like the ones where it's a lot of, like, mouth noises.
You know another one that would be a lot of people's one?
Mm-hmm.
Investigative journalist.
Investigative. Clearly.
Investigative.
131060.
Is that right?
What word can't you pronounce? What do you have just, like, a real issue with? If you know you have to say it in a conversation, it freaks you out. Give us a call. We'll type it out so that we can try and figure out what it is and we'll work through it together.
I've just Googled quickly some of the most common mispronounced words.
Yes.
Electoral.
Electoral.
Like for voting and stuff.
Yes.
Hyperbole.
That's a toughie.
Mischievous. Yeah.
Yeah. And also.
Worcestershire, she is a good one.
Advertisement or like advertise. Oh. Like people get a little confused about that. But give us a call, 131060. What word can't you pronounce?
Raquel is first up. What's your word that's just a bit of a crux, mate? You can't nail it even though you try your hardest.
Tinnitus?
Is it tinnitus? Is that what it is?
I usually pronounce it tinnitus, but the doctor has corrected me, saying tinnitus.
Oh, there you go.
It's a ringing of the ears from memory.
I thought it was something on your foot, but no, that is probably
me. Very...
I'm getting my ailments mixed up.
Yeah. Enough about your problems. Yes. Let's move on to Amy's. Amy, what word can't you say?
I've been sitting here for 6 minutes trying to figure it out. Ambiguity.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Amy!
That wasn't too bad.
Can you give
yourself...
can you give yourself a six-minute lead-up every single time you have to say that word?
Let me trust you, like when I'm at work and I have to say that, I try and talk around it and then I start laughing every single time. It's really embarrassing.
You need a thesaurus. Oh, I can't even say it. I was
thesaurus.
That's thesaurus.
Yeah.
To try and find other words to say ambiguity.
Well done, Amy.
Sean's here. What word can't you say well, Sean?
Is it specific? Pacific?
Pacific.
Pacific or specific?
The second one you said, I can't say it. I've sat here for the last, six, 7 minutes trying to say it, and all I keep saying is Pacific.
Like, is it other words as well, or is it that word specifically?
Oh, don't. Don't be mean to Sean.
Ed, what word can't you say, Ed? Ed's got the radio on in the background. Ed, you there?
Eddie.
Eddie boy. Ed.
Ed can't say any words right now because he's not listening.
Ed's listening 10 seconds in delay. Mel's here. Mel, what word can't you say?
Feminine.
Oh.
Feminine.
It seems to be the ones that have like the M and the N and the...
Mixing up.
Getting a little too close together. But you nailed that, Mel. Well done.
You'd have trouble with femininity as well. Did I say that right? Femininity.
Femininity I can say.
Oh, okay.
just feminine.
Feminine.
Yeah, just that word.
Well, you did it. You did it at least once there, so that's pretty good.
Jody, we're going to end on you. What word can't you say?
Tarantula rain.
Tarantula rain? Because wherever you're from, I'm not going.
That's raining spiders. Elphabucks is back.
Oh, no.
Elphabucks. There, I said it well that just time. The second
into
time.
It. Elphabucks.
It's back tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 14th of December, playing after 8 a.m. Bronte.
And the clue to get you one step closer to that $1,000, are you ever too old for an advent calendar? Do you still have one? That's your clue, by the way, advent calendar.
No, I don't. Do you have one?
No, but I have thought about purchasing one, especially one of the Kinder, because that's my favorite chocolate.
Yeah, my daughter has a very expensive one. She has a Smiggle one.
Oh, so not even candy.
A little Smiggle stationery thing every day. Uh-huh. And my son has an Avengers one where there's a different Christmas themed, mini Avenger figurine. Yeah, I know. My wife really is. I had growing up? Like that purple Cadbury one.
Yeah, but that's a classic.
Classic.
Perfect little amount of chocolate that you need to start your day.
Not for my wife, mate. She's got to drop a hundo.
Oh, my God.
More dollars than cents, mate. Anyway, advent calendar. Yes. A is your letter. Advent calendar, your free Elphabucks answer on hit. There I go again.
This next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
It's been a heartbreaking 2 days here in Queensland. Cliffo, terrible scenes out in Weambeela with the news that two police officers and an innocent bystander have lost their lives. And perpetrators have also been taken down. And Bianca Stone from Channel 7 joins us on the scene to give us the latest update. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, guys. From Chinchilla, where it is a very somber mood this morning as police officers arrive, knowing that they've lost some of their own.
Mm.
You're just a matter of kilometres away from Weambeela, where it all went down. Can you tell us how this first started to unfold yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, look, it was around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Police essentially responded to what would be a routine kind of check. It was for a missing person. So about 4 days ago, New South Wales Police put out a media release saying it was a missing person report. That was for 46-year-old Nathaniel Train. Queensland Police went to that property where his brother lives to check on the welfare of him. Two police cars turned up with four police officers inside those cars. The first crew turned up and they were immediately fired upon. So this is high-powered weapons. They were shot, both of them, at close range. They did not stand a chance. They were ambushed and murdered as soon as they got out of those vehicles. The two police officers in the vehicle behind them were also shot at. The male officer was shot in the leg. He's retreated and raised the alarm. The female officer, who only graduated from the academy 8 weeks ago, so she's 2 months into her service, ran and hid in the bush under heavy gunfire. Just imagine this situation. She is just a young Connie, first-year Connie, just out of the academy. She's hiding in bushland. She's being stalked by two crazed gunmen wearing camouflage. She's seen her two colleagues be gunned down in front of her. And then they lit a fire to try to flush her out. So the idea was to get her out. Now we understand that she has actually messaged her family and friends, and I'm sorry if this gets too graphic, messaged her family and friends to say goodbye. She thought she was gone. She thought that was the end of her life. She was either going to be burned alive or shot to death. But thankfully, she managed to get out. She managed to get to a cordon and get to safety, and she is okay this morning. Incredibly courageous, brave young woman. But we have lost two police officers. Now, in all of that, a neighbour, believed to be aged in about his 50s, came to investigate. He saw the fire, heard the shots. He was shot in the back. Wife witnessed that as well. She was there in a car. More police have then turned up to retrieve the bodies of those fallen officers. 16 very brave general duties officers came under gunfire as they dragged those fallen officers away. When they did that, they found the neighbour's wife cowering in a car. She was paralysed with fear. She couldn't go anywhere. They got her out and saved her life as well. Then there was this enormous siege situation. Police helicopters came down, CERT became involved, and it was a gunfight between police and three people in that house. Nathaniel Train, his brother, and also sister-in-law, Stacey, we understand, about 10:30 last night, all three of those were eventually shot dead. They'd been firing at police. It continued. They were heavily armed. They were armed for war. And they have now been shot dead by police. And now the investigation into how all of this unfolded, why did this happen?
It's just, it leaves you speechless. I think a lot of Queenslanders are speechless this morning, but also the bravery of those officers, all of them involved, and the neighbour. It's just heartbreaking.
It's really a story of the worst and the best of humankind. I know it's so early, Bianca, but is there any indication as to what the motives of the gunman was?
Oh, look, it is well and truly too early. Police are shaking their heads still. They don't know why this happened like this. You know, a lot of the times they will respond to perhaps a domestic violence situation, perhaps a situation where someone is affected by drugs. So they'll prepare themselves for those situations. They were not prepared for this.
No.
This was an ambush. They were targeted and killed, murdered by these people who had the intent to do it, and that's what they're after. We're learning more about the shooters in this situation as well. I can reveal to you that Nathaniel Train was a school principal at some stage.
Wow.
So he has been a school principal. Something has happened in his life. He has gone off grid. The police media release that New South Wales police issued said that he was last sighted in 2021, but had been in contact with family up until October.
Okay.
So I don't know what has happened in that time for things to escalate so terribly, but that is all now subject to an investigation. Here in Chinchilla, the police minister has arrived, the police commissioner has arrived. There are already two bouquets of flowers outside the flagpole, which is at half mast today. It is an incredibly sad day for every single police officer and their families in Queensland. That could be any one of those police officers responding to a routine job, that they don't expect to die on the job. And we would hope this never, ever happens again.
No, we hope so. And I think Australia and Queensland, we're just mourning with the police community today and are so grateful for their service, as always.
It's a sad, sad day on scene in Chinchilla this morning. Channel 7 Sunrise reporter Bianca Stone, thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bianca.
This next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
As we've spoken about a few times this morning, Cliffo, it's been a heartbreaking morning and evening in Queensland. We've seen just horrible scenes happening out in Chinchilla in our state. And David Littleproud is the member. And he joins us this morning to just let us know how the town is feeling. I imagine it is a very numb morning down there.
Yeah, look, tragically, it is a numb morning. There's a lot of disbelief here. These are small country towns. I'm a Chinchilla boy. This sort of stuff just doesn't happen in our part of the world. And I think everyone's just trying to process it at the moment. You'd appreciate when you become a policeman in a small country town like Chinchilla or Tara, you become part of the community. You're revered, and the community looks up to you because in their hour of need, they need you. So they want to protect you as well. So there's a lot of soul searching going on at the moment. And obviously, but our thoughts are just with the families, but also the police family. That they're a close-knit community, the police, and we just need to make sure we wrap our arms around them as well. They'll be yelling to hell and back at the moment.
So the news we wake up to is six people are now confirmed dead. The two police officers we're talking about there, an innocent member of the public, and the three perpetrators are gunned down at about 10:30 last night. I know it's no time for speculation, David, but was there any indication of something like this happening in your community, or did this come as a complete shock to you?
No, this is a shock. I mean, obviously, we don't think there is purity in every part of the community, but in little country towns, you pretty well know most people, and I think the police know most people who aren't kosher. And so, you know, it's just to think that the magnitude of this, that someone would do this, is just disbelieving that anyone could do that. It's just, we just can't believe that you would go to that nth degree, that there's that hatred to do that to a member of the public, but to two police officers that are there to protect us.
Exactly.
It's just horrifying. And you know, to the two police officers that survived, you know, thank God for that. Mm. But also to the emergency service personnel, all of them, you know, from the police, the AMBOs, to the hospital personnel. You know, I know they all sign up to this, but they never expect it to have to face up to this sort of gruesome scene. And for them, they're bloody heroes.
Exactly. I think, as Cliffo said, we've seen the best and worst of Queenslanders in this situation. In particular, the neighbour who came over after hearing this gunfire and, you know, not knowing what was going to happen. Is there support being provided for the wife of that neighbour and also the police and their families?
Yeah, look, I just heard the president of the police union, Ian Leaders, who just gave a very dignified interview about the support being wrapped around the police family, and we all need to do that. Mm-hmm. I think obviously as the area is cleared and people are able to get in there, then obviously the neighbour, there'll be support provided for the family there as well. So it's just it's just tragic, and I think obviously we just need to let everything calm down and get a lay of the land, but make sure that we are there to support the families in particular out of this event, because it will take a lot of healing.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, mate, the wounds are going to be, I mean, it's a little community. The wounds are going to be present for a while.
Yeah, mate, like this sort of stuff just lingers around, and particularly in small country towns where everyone knows everybody. And you know, it just doesn't happen in our part of the world. You know, there's a carefree attitude. I mean, as a chinchilla boy, you just, you know, we used to roam the streets with not a care in the world, not thinking of anything would ever happen to us. So, and something like this is just something that's inconceivable.
Mm. And it's the police on those streets keeping us safe that allow us to feel like that. So
true. Yeah. David, like you said, you're a chinchilla boy, born and bred. You were born in the community, and now you're leading a community there that is most certainly in mourning. Mm. Mate, just know the rest of the state is thinking of you guys, has your back. And, yeah, we just want to thank you for giving us your time this morning. David Littleproud.
Yeah, thanks, mate. And if wherever you are in the state, just go and shake a policeman's hand today if you see him. Say thanks.
So well said. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.